Chapman, W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect some changes when the state Senate gets legislation to pay for upkeep at American Family Field. The Assembly passed the package yesterday. Republicans and Democrats crossed party lines to vote for and against the bill. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We can hold many things to be true. The Brewers are a real asset to our state. And this bill could have done more for the people of Wisconsin.
The package spends $546 million in public money for stadium upkeep. The rest will come from the Brewers. Governor Evers sounds inclined to approve whatever version comes out of the legislature. Over in the Senate, Republicans are firing 8 of Governor Evers' appointees, including Joe Czarnecki from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
But Republican temper tantrums about Megan Wolf featured prominently at Joe Czarnecki's confirmation hearing. And it was conspiracy theorists, and only conspiracy theorists, who showed up to attack Mr. Czarnecki at that hearing.
4 members of the Natural Resources Board are also being fired while the body votes on the state's wolf management plan next week. Governor Evers says he will waste no time replacing those fired appointees. The Senate is sending a $2 billion state income tax cut to the state assembly. It's part of a package that also aims to cut child care costs. Governor Evers is expected to veto those. We now know why the state Senate's former chief clerk lost his job. Nate Wegehout explains.
A report from an independent investigator found credible evidence that Mike Queensland sexually assaulted a woman at a conference in California in May. The report states that an unnamed woman at the conference passed out from drinking only to wake up with Queensland on top of her. After yelling at him to get off of her multiple times, he finally left the room. WisPolitics obtained the report through an open records request. Queensland resigned last month. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard said that due to the severity of the misconduct, Queensland's resignation was the only appropriate course of action. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Today is National Bioenergy Day, which raises awareness about turning waste into renewable energy. Julie Malinowski Ball works on the front lines of the movement.
You have all this waste that you need to do something with, and you might as well create a co-benefit to disposing of it.
Bioenergy comes from everything from scrap wood to gas harvested from municipal solid waste or dairy farms. Quick Trip Stores says it's fixed some of its computer problems, but others persist. The chain of convenience stores says customers' private information was never compromised. And even though the rewards program is still offline, the customers are told they should keep using their number. I'm Terry Bell.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. A man in Marionette County sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for PPP fraud. Robert J. Solberg, age 39, of Crivitz, Wisconsin, applied for the Paycheck Protection Program, known as PPP. He received over $20,000 from the U.S. Small Business Administration. To obtain the money, Solberg claimed he was not under indictment or convicted of a felony. However, he had recently entered a guilty plea to conspiracy to commit odometer tampering. The judge said the 18-month term in federal prison is warranted. Theft from government programs results in serious consequences. Electric rates in the area could be changing next year. Those using We Energies will see about a $4 increase. Wisconsin Public Service customers will see about a $2 decrease. Customers of both companies saw an increase in 2022 of about 9%. The WEC Energy Group, who owns both companies, claim these rate changes will save customers $2 billion over the next 20 years. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Thunder. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in preseason hoops, the Thunder played all of their starters and beat the Bucks 124-101 in Oklahoma City. Damian Lillard was held to just 5 points, but Milwaukee's Malik Beasley broke free to score 20. Marjan Beauchamp says the Bucks has some real depth.
Malik Beasley, you can tell they've been in the league for a long time, so we definitely have depth, and it's pretty cool to see. Like, it's the first group, the second group. I feel like we're building that good chemistry together, and it's great.
Giannis with 10 rebounds, scoring 18 points. The Bucks preseason wraps up Friday night at home against the Grizzlies. Women's volleyball, number one ranked Wisconsin, hosts Ohio State tonight at the Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers are 17-0. The Buckeyes are now 7-10 and recently fell out of the top 25. In college football, when Wisconsin plays Illinois in Champaign this Saturday, they'll be starting a new quarterback. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell was asked how Braden Locke performed against Iowa after taking over for the injured Tanner Mordecai.
Yeah, he showed some poise. But I do feel like he can do pretty much all the things that we want to do. But I think we're always trying to figure out what our guys do best.
The Packers added two players to their practice squad, defensive back Anthony Johnson and former Jacksonville Jaguars running back James Robinson, who rushed for over 1,400 yards his rookie season. That was a new record for an undrafted player. The Pack is back at the practice field today, getting ready to face the Broncos in Denver Sunday. On defense, linebackers Quay Walker with a knee, Devondre Campbell with an ankle, still rehabbing those injuries. And it finally looks like Aaron Jones will return to offense. How much difference does it make to have Aaron Jones in the backfield? Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
He is an explosive player that does a great job just generating plays. I think with our offense, like, the biggest thing right now is you may have the perfect play called and you just kind of get the bare minimum, or you may have a bad play called and then a playmaker doesn't get you out of it.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we're feeling good. We hope you are out there. We're here to have some fun today. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And we're joined, as we are, Monday through Friday, right in this time slot, by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Everybody, say good morning to Mr. Paul Trombley.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
How you doing? I felt like the Waltons there for a second. Yeah. And we were all just
good night, John Boy.
Yeah, everybody just said, everybody get it in. Everybody was. Do I have? I never saw that show. Was the last 15 minutes just good nights?
Yeah.
Was it just? Was it?
You're not
maybe
wrong.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, it was about
it just
that.
Seemed okay. Like 15 okay. Minutes.
It seemed like it. Paul, we appreciate you joining us and talking old TV shows that half our audience doesn't know. How you doing this morning?
Good. You know, I was not a big Waltons guy, but I was a big Little House in the Prairie. I still watch Little House in the Prairie.
Yeah, you're my man, Paul.
We got a couple people around. That was a big one to my my Nana Papa. Loved that show, too. That one I did see a bit. What does Mother Nature got in store for us? So we got some prairie-type weather today, Paul? Do we?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we do have that connection in Wisconsin. And I think they started in the big woods of Wisconsin, I think.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Little House in the Big Woods.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So I don't know where they've documented it to be, what part of northern Wisconsin.
I got to look that. I'm going to look that up, though. Yeah,
I think Manitowoc.
Interesting.
Okay. On the lake. Okay. Nice.
Huh. Yeah. All right. What do we got in store for weather today?
You know, it looks like a good day here overall for a later part of October. We do stay with some sunny breaks and some clouds building in as the day goes on, and still a couple of showers possible later on this afternoon. High temperatures at about 61. South wind 10 to 15. Tonight down to 47 with shower chances into the evening hours. And then looking at Thursday's outlook, still rather cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Just a few more showers possible in the area. Down to 40 Thursday night. Rain chances diminish for a time anyway Thursday night. And then breaks of sun Friday. Some more rain showers could build in as we get to afternoon Friday night time frame. 59 for the high on Friday. Shower chances at a Friday night, 41. More clouds on Saturday, mid-50s. Northwest winds 10 to 20. Maybe even a couple sprinkles on Saturday. 36, some clouds Saturday night. More clouds, some sunny breaks Sunday, 52. And mid-50s into Monday, even another 60 by Tuesday. Maybe some more rain in that forecast by Tuesday as well. But, yeah, not a bad week of weather here for this part of October by any means.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Sounds pretty good. And I had to look it up. It was Pepin, Wisconsin.
Pepin. Yes.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
Not Manitowoc. Way far away.
I think you got it. I think you got it before me, Melissa. But I got to say, I think Pam got it before all of us, because I got a text from Pam while Paul was talking. Pepin, Wisconsin, home of Lauren Ingalls.
Yeah, thank there you, Pam. You go.
Lauren Ingalls,
Thank you, Pam. We're gonna play out here, Paul. But we appreciate you so darn much. Thank you for putting up with us and hanging out with us for a little bit here.
Hey, no problem. You know, I'm curious if they have any sort of tourist attraction in that area.
Ooh, they might.
We're going to have to check that out.
They do. I've been there.
Oh, okay.
When I was little.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yep. Oh. I got a bonnet and everything.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very cool. Nice. Very cool. Thanks, Paul. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a great day. Best in the business by far and away.
Yo,
Mr.
Man.
Paul Trobley right there.
Put up with us. I'm telling you.
That was fun. I didn't see that happening today. I didn't see us going down a Little House on the Prairie rabbit hole. That was great. That was awesome. Nice work, everybody.
No kidding.
We got really good work coming up for you this morning. We're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. We will also be diving into our national day, or I'm sorry, a word of the day. I guess national.
Yeah, why not? Be. Why not?
Why not?
We're ambitious.
We're streamed all over the country.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Why not? That counts. We say good morning to our friends in Florida and our friends out in California and some of our friends in the Michigan and Minnesota areas out there listening.
Across the world.
Yes, yes. We got those listeners out in Scotland and Finland and Sweden. So, word of the day or national word of the day, however you'd like to put it. Our friends from Quality Plus Printing going to be joining us in a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour here right after of Melissa's news. Be listening for that.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 o'clock hour is going to be a jam-packed fun. We're going to kick things off with some entertainment. I want to talk a little bit about Dolly Parton, about some a weird tabloid story, and an office revival. All of that is coming up. And speaking of entertainment, we're going to extend that conversation a little bit into the next segment when we get into the most controversial song the year you were born.
Okay.
And we have to do it in that voice. I have to. The most controversial song. You have to do it like that.
You do.
Yeah. That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day, all coming up for you. How's everybody doing so far today? Got an hour. We're woke up. I didn't ask you right away. I didn't ask you like on the other show. I gave you an hour.
Give us a moment.
Well, I've almost finished my coffee.
Okay, good, good. Good to hear, Melissa.
Nice. I've almost finished my second. So, yeah, we're good here.
Yeah,
overachiever.
Coffee overachiever.
I haven't been treating my coffee very well. I've been not drinking all of it. Like for the last couple of weeks, I have not finished my coffee, and I've never done that before in my life. And
James,
I don't know why, but
coffee is there to be. You're not giving it its life's purpose. To be drunk by you.
I need to publicly apologize to my coffee. I am very
but
sorry.
But hey, at least he's not spilling it on the keyboard.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if I had been drinking, then maybe I would have.
Wait, what is in that coffee? Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, so on our sister station on the Sunrise Show, we were talking about this, about the how many people are embarrassed to call IT because they spill alcohol on their keyboard or something like that.
Right.
I would never be able to drink on the job. You guys would know in an instant. In an instant. Like, instantly. Hey, guys, welcome to the Good Morning Show. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, he's a cheap date.
We're doing good, right? Have I ever told you how much I love all you people? Pass out.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I'm that guy. I'm that drunk. I am not a good drunk. I am not a good drinker. I can hold my own, but I'm not one of those guys that can mix things very well.
Nah.
If I start out with rum and coke, I stick with that. If I start out with beer, I'm sticking with beer. But if I mix them up, that's, hey, where'd that lampshade go? I think make a great hat. I think lampshades to be used as hats more. Why do we put them on lamps? They're wasted on lamps. They make great hats. Speaking of creating your own costume or your own hat or anything, I want to get into this one with you, too. The percentage of people that are planning to create their own costumes this Halloween.
Ooh.
Segue.
I might be going as a lamp.
Nice, nice. I love lamp. I love floor. Are you just looking at things and saying that you love them?
Then you need to learn that Uncle Fester trick of lighting the bulb in your mouth.
Oh, yeah,
I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Actually, they're light bulbs. You can do that. With.
There are light bulbs. You can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that there is
it's
an actual
trick
way,
light bulb. Yeah,
trick light bulb. He actually did do that.
Yeah,
that's so cool. That's so I heard that as an adult, and I might as well have been seven again. I was like, oh, I always knew Uncle Fester was cool.
Yeah,
I always knew he was cool. I'd love to have. I sort of had an Uncle Fester. I had an Italian Uncle Fester.
A little different.
My Uncle Butch. Oh yeah, but my Uncle Butch was like that in so many ways. So let's get into this DIY DIY Halloween costumes. We're less than 2 weeks away from Halloween, so if you're planning to create your own costume this year, you are on the clock.
All right.
Goodwill, and we say a shout out to our friends at Goodwill. Great organization. Goodwill just released a survey where 59% of people said that they are that rising costs meant that they were more likely to create a DIY costume this year rather than grab one from a store or online. 70% of them said that they'd prefer to shop for the costume in person, and if you're looking to save money, thrift stores are a popular option.
Oh yeah.
Yes, and they have a lot of stuff too.
They do.
30% of people say that they're planning on a pop culture inspired costume. 28% say that they're going to for something classic, like a witch, a zombie, or a vampire. And 23% say that they'd like to have a, quote, unique, one of a kind costume. Overall, 81% of people plan to celebrate Halloween this year, even if it's just giving out candy or trick or treaters, decorating their home, or hitting up a party.
Nice.
I've always liked the idea of making your own costumes, but I've never done it. I'm not a crafty guy. I'm not good at those kind of things, and it wasn't something that we really ever did in our house. But I do like the idea of this. My buddy Steve every year dresses up as Gene Simmons from Kiss, and he's been doing this over 20 years.
Wow.
And he adds to the costume every year.
Oh wow!
And I think it's so cool that how he does it and everything, because it's constantly getting better and better and all that. And it's all he made the boots, you know, all those things. And it looks really good. It looks really cool. I think that's awesome. But then there are the ones that don't work out.
Oh, dear.
I have in front of me a list of these, like, horrible, like, DIY ones that were made. I'm looking at a guy who went as the Hulk, but he just used cardboard and painted it green. Like, and so he just looks like a bunch of blocks.
It's
like
Minecraft Hulk.
Yes, yes. It looks like Minecraft Hulk, and that's what it looks like.
That's not bad. That's not,
if he'd gone as Minecraft Hulk,
but I think he was just going as Hulk, though.
Yeah, just as Hulk. I have somebody who wrapped themselves in a brown bag and just wrote ham on it. just ham.
There's a little cleverness to that. I like that, actually.
I take it back. That's not bad. I like this one where it's a ghost costume, but it just covers their head. It's the typical ghost.
It's a little ghost.
It's a little ghost. Their head is the only
ghost
part.
Ghost brain.
Yeah, ghost brain. Oh, good one, Melissa. Ghost brain. I like that. I'm looking at a narwhal, but it's just what they did was they took like a tarp and just wrapped themselves in a tarp and like made a makeshift horn.
Yeah,
and that's
there.
It. But I do like the idea of making your own narwhal costume.
That is good.
I don't know why, but something about that seems great to me. Have either of you ever made your own costumes?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay,
several times.
It's usually finding something like. With regular clothes, or do that. But it's I've done well. I one year when I was in college, I did the man with no pants.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
After all this talk about how much you love pants,
and then I do the costume. I know, isn't that crazy?
I didn't see that coming, and I imagine nobody else did.
No, I wore like a suit, a sports coat and a tie and a shirt on top, and then I had some like really short shorts on, so you couldn't see that. And so I went out, because you do this, you go out to the bars when you're in college, kind of thing. And the best reaction I got was when we were walking out of one of the bars and this group of girls were coming in and they look at, and one of them looks and she's like, ah, and then as we're walking out, she goes, but I like it. So that was good.
Approval from the crowd is
always helpful.
Vindication. Yes. Validation. Well, I've made, several costumes. I have a fairy. I've made my own wings and the skirt. And, there's lots of different stuff I've made. But I also had to look on a list of these DIY last-minute costume ideas. Contestants on Naked and Afraid might be my favorite.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, nicely done, people. Oh,
they actually
good.
Made, like, pixelated little cardboard things that they're holding in front of their
private area.
Not safe for TV bits.
Yeah.
I do admire some of those costumes that where they do the Adam and Eve and they've got like they're not really naked, but it looks like some of those are really well done when they're done well.
And the other one is this, she's dressed as a bag of trash and she's holding a sign that says my ex.
Oh, nice.
Burn.
Nice.
Nice burn there.
Nice. I do see, I was talking to my students about this because the young people, of course, know what's hip and what's going on with Halloween. And it's an interesting thing going. So a lot of people, like 2 weeks ago, people were looking for Barbie and Ken stuff. Mm-hmm. And from and based on the movie, and not just like the traditional Barbie and Ken, but I guess there's a bunch of different Barbie and Kens in it.
Yeah, from
or
the
Barbies
movie. Yeah.
In the movie. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that. But then talking to them this past Sunday,
yep.
There was a big shift and a big change where there's so many people worrying about other people dressing up as this that they're not. But then there's the other side of that people think that there's so many people that think that there aren't going to be. This is just an MC Escher like painting or something. Like, what are we doing?
They're overthinking it. Just do it.
Just do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
I will say, I do remember a year because I dressed up the year The Crow was released. I dressed up as The Crow.
Ooh.
And the very next year, I actually had like a wig and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll do this again. But I'm like, maybe not. You know, the movie got a lot more popular and all that. I don't know. And sure enough, like for the next 5-10 years, you can't go to a bar and not see somebody dressed
as
the crow.
Yeah.
As the crow.
Yeah, it's true.
It's one of those, like, so I could see not wanting to go and be like one of like 30 Kens or one of 30 Barbies. Or I could see that. That seems fun. One thing that I think that we haven't seen in too long, and I plan on bringing back, I don't know if I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to bring it back one of these years. And it is a costume that you can make yourself. The old Charlie Brown ghost costume, where he put too many holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that costume.
That's a good one.
I think that's I've always wanted to do that one. Yeah. That one, a scarecrow. Those are like two of the ones that I've always wanted
to
do.
The classic ones.
And a scarecrow, I think you could do pretty self on your own.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely do that. Hobo.
Yes,
you know, hobo's always a classic. You can do that one.
I saw some pretty awesome scarecrow costumes when we were at the Lions Club Shriner Hospital benefit last weekend.
That's true. Yeah.
There were a lot of them walking around.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Popular.
There was some fun costume. I got another great last minute one. Just get some candy wrappers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stick them all over, you know, into various places around you. Mm-hmm. And then spray some silly string on yourself and you can go as the floor of a movie theater.
Oh, good one. Good one. I like that.
Just attach trash to yourself.
Exactly,
that's not bad. I like that.
There's
like
a couple like that I'm seeing. One girl is just covered in tulle, and she's a loofah with a rubber duck stuck to her head.
Nice.
And this one is got red balloons attached to her whole body, and she's a bunch of grapes.
Oh, I like
that's
those.
Clever.
I like those. Yeah. Those are good. I think that there's a lot of fun ones out there. And if all else fails, you can always look at the old bit that Adam Sandler used to do on Weekend Update, where it was cheap Halloween costumes, and it's just like grabbing something. Here's a pen. Oh, I'm crazy man with a pen on his head. Give me some candy. walking around as a teenager doing that. Didn't go over very well.
Not
a lot of people got the joke.
No.
Not a lot of people. Got some candy, but it was more like pathetic, like or sympathy candy.
Yeah.
Like, we're so sorry. This kid needs help. Here, just take some candy.
Have some candy. And
get away from my house.
Yeah.
We'll take
it's
a break.
Basically a bribe.
It really is. It really is. Which, a lot of things in life for me are like that. Take a break. Come back with some more Morning Show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 61. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows around 47. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 56. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
It's time to do some celebrating. You heard Weird Al. Let's get into the celebrating. With our friends at Misty's Menu, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open 6 days a week, not today.
It's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Starting tomorrow and through Tuesday, you can go over there and hang out and have a cup of coffee or have a great start to your day over at Misty's Menu. Encourage you to do that and hope they're enjoying their day off, getting well rested.
Yeah.
If those that did not hear, due to Brian having arm and back surgery this month, they're going to be closed on Wednesdays until further notice.
Get better soon, Brian.
Yeah,
we're hoping you're healing up. Quick recovery.
Mm-hmm. That day off you're taking, jeez. We appreciate our friends over at Misty's Menu. I was talking with Seth actually in our pregame, Melissa. We got to do a remote from there, the three of us.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think that'd be awesome. Be a blast.
Plus, then there'd be pie.
True, good
pie
point.
And food, all kinds of good stuff.
Get some good breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, exactly.
This sounded better at the moment, right there. treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's tomorrow. Starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into our list. Before we do, I want to remind everybody to get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming to us, everybody. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can of course direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And there was another way.
Two cans with a string.
Two cans with a string. That'll work.
Okay.
I've got a can around here somewhere. Darn it.
Or you can call us.
Yes! Yes!
715-424-2600.
Give us a call, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call anytime now. And I'd say Melissa's news. You can give us a call in between.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at our local names. And I need a one or a two from you, Melissa.
Two.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can first up wish a very happy birthday to Arnold Williams.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Arnold.
Happy birthday.
We hope you have a great day, Arnold. Enjoy it. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Sarah Sweets.
Oh, happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Enjoy your day, Sarah. Hope it's a great one for you.
Hope it's sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
Sweet and tart, hopefully.
Yep.
No, I don't know. great name, Sarah. Great name.
It is.
That's a good one. We wish you a great day, Sarah. Mm-hmm. We thank everybody that got us those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list here, and not a ton of names on here. Zac Efron is 36. His abs are 30. I don't know much of him as an actor. What I've seen, he does a good job.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
Handsome all day.
Yes.
Very handsome young man. But what I do like about him, he did a series on Netflix where he went around the world with a buddy of his, going to different places and talking about the ways that these areas are trying to help the environment, trying to help the world. He did like real reporting on this.
Wow.
Like, some of the better reporting I've seen done in the last 15, 20 years.
Like, how about that?
Actually, did a really nice job with there's only like six episodes, but there's one where he went to this community, I want to say in Brazil or somewhere in Colombia, something like that, but that is all self-sufficient. They grow their own food, they take care of their waste, all this stuff, and
wow.
It was just a really cool, like, inside view of this county, this little area.
Community, right.
Community, yeah. Did a really nice job with that show.
That's cool.
Well, and he was also in The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
That's where I recognize him from.
I enjoyed
that movie.
You're not alone. I have not heard one person. I've got a couple of friends that yell at me that I haven't seen that movie. I heard Hugh Jackman was phenomenal in it, Melissa.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yes. He is.
He is amazing.
You talk about multi-talented, man. I love that guy.
In Les Mis, man. He was. I
do like the idea of him combining Wolverine with Les Mis. or with
The Greatest Showman. Yeah.
Yes. I like the idea of that. Lindsay Vonn is 39. Fantastic athlete.
Yeah.
I'm wishing her a great one.
Skier.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is 63.
Woo!
Wow.
63?
The muscles from Brussels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is still working, too. Still working. Martina Navratilova is 67. Wow. Arguably the best, or one of the, at least one, not unarguably one of the best, but you can make the argument she was the greatest tennis player of all time.
Of all time, yep.
She's something. Mm-hmm. Getting to see her play was a joy. A joy to watch. I grew up loving, not grew up, but I came into late tennis. Mm-hmm. And I liked a lot of the guys. I liked watching them and everything. But there were so many, when we were kids, there were so many great female tennis players. It was Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova, mm-hmm. Steffi Graf. I mean, there were so many great ones. And all of them were a lot of fun to watch because everybody had a different playing style.
Mm-hmm. And all of you Elton John fans out there have her to thank for Philadelphia Freedom.
Yep.
By
yep.
the way, that one of his most popular songs.
Yeah. Chuck Lorre is 71, creator of Two and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mike and Molly, Mom.
Probably one of the richest people on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Hard worker, too, from what I hear. Mm-hmm. One of these guys that with success only pushes him farther and wanting to do more and create something even more and all that.
He has had success.
It seems like you're either great at that gig or you're not.
Yeah.
You're either, who am I thinking of? All in the Family, Good Time.
Norman Lear.
You're either Norman Lear or even the guy, Beverly Hills 90210 and those shows and everything.
Aaron Spelling.
Oh, somebody like that.
I know all these names.
I appreciate it.
I'm impressed.
I know I can, because he,
sad now.
When we share our brain, he gets the names. I just have some of the ideas. I just have some of the thoughts. Chuck Lorre, very good at that job.
Yes.
One of my earliest crushes, one of my favorite early actors, Pam Dauber, is 72 today. Aww. God bless.
Mindy
on Mork and Mindy. she's married to Mark Harmon.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I always thought that's a cool couple.
That's
got to be a pretty cool couple.
Yeah, no kidding.
I am always going to be thankful to her and appreciative to her because, in main part, because of how Robin Williams was so appreciative to her. Mm-hmm. Nobody had worked with Robin before like this. nobody had imagined that. This is before he's not just completely honed the craft, but he is, to be fair, not as mentally balanced at this point in his life. And has some other things pulling at him, mm-hmm. and he is trying to create this alien and make it funny in the 70s and all this. And a lot of the work that he did was improv. And when you're improvising, you know, you got to have people that can roll with that, people that can balance with that. I know that better than most. I've got two of the best ever that play along with whatever I'm doing all the time. Yes. And you're not paid enough.
And it's exhausting.
It's got it. What Pam Dauber was able to do balancing off of Robin is not to be taken lightly. Like,
not
as an actor, she was able to do that and make it look so seamless and so natural. Mm. From the early Get Out, they had such a good chemistry and some of my favorite chemistry in TV history. Love Mork and Mindy. Great, great actor. The great character actor Joe Morton is 76 today.
Ooh.
Arthur on God Friended Me, Eli on Scandal, Miles Davis on Terminator 2. Joe Morton was in a great, it was a, had a really nice part, a character on Eureka, this old sci-fi show.
I remember that.
Love that show.
That was a fun show.
Yeah. It was one of those shows where, like, I see Joe Morton, I'm like, oh, Joe Morton, like, awesome. And I feel like I've been seeing him ever since. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just been working very consistently.
Fabulous singing voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great singer.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
He's very cool. Very good.
One of the greatest.
He's also in Speed.
That's right. He was in Speed.
He
was the guy in the car. He was the guy with the fancy car with the dreads in Speed.
Oh,
I forgot all about that. Nice. Good call, Melissa. One of the greatest tight ends of all time and one of the greatest coaches, Mike Ditka, 84 today. NFL Hall of Famer.
Ditka.
Bears and Ditka go against Tornado. Tornado 2. Ditka 85. let's see. And some people no longer with us, like Dawn Wells, born in 1938. She was Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
Aww.
Let's see here. Peter Boyle, born in this day in 1935. Many might remember him as Wizard and Taxi Driver.
Yep.
Or, of course, the monster in Young Frankenstein. But I think a lot of younger people would know him as Frank from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yep. He was really good at that, too.
God, he was good.
He was good at that.
Peter Boyle.
Cranky dude, yeah.
Peter Boyle's cranky face, it was different than anybody else's. Most people that get cranky, they squish their face. They're all grumpy and everything looking. Peter Boyle would have more of a shocked look on his face when he was frustrated or angry. And I don't know why, but that made it so much funnier to me. and as much as I'm one of the biggest Gene Wilder fans you will ever hear, you will ever know, I will say, though, Young Frankenstein is made by Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
It really is. I love Gene's work in that. He's acting, but he's not acting like Peter Boyle's acting. Peter Boyle went all in and really does try to be the monster in that movie.
One of my favorite guest spots that he ever did was an episode of The X-Files called Clyde Bruckman's Final Repose. And he does an excellent job in that. He does a little more drama than you're used to in that one. It's pretty good, yeah.
I'm sure I saw that episode. I just don't remember it. I got to go back and watch that. That's cool. And we wrap up with, to me, one of the kings of rock, Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Born in 1926, passed away in 2017. Johnny B. Good. A lot of hits for Chuck Berry.
School Days, Maybelline.
You can't talk.
Roll Over Beethoven.
You can't talk about rock and roll. You can't talk about music. Like, from the dawn of the first note played to the end and the last note played, you cannot talk about it without mentioning Chuck Berry.
Yep.
And for those that want to tell me that Elvis is the king of rock and roll, go ahead and look up the interviews and see who Elvis thought was the king of rock and roll. It was Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry. I heard him mention Little Richard. I heard him mention Muddy Waters and some
probably
other
Fats
names.
Fats Domino.
But a big fan. Elvis was a big fan of Chuck. To me, that's all I need.
Yep.
Not to mention hearing the man and knowing what the man did at the time. Think about this. There were no guitar players. Guitarists stood there and played. That forever. That's how the guitar was played. You stood there, you played. That was it. Chuck Berry decided, I'm going to do this duck walk. I'm going to do this duck walk thing.
I'm going to play behind my head.
Literally every single guitar player for the rest of human history will be moving on stage or doing a dance or an Angus Young walk or Angus's kind of bit, that thing for me, you know, any of this stuff. All thanks to Chuck Berry.
Yep.
Not to mention a great songwriter and incredible guitar player.
Yep. Who's all of the above.
It seems to check all the boxes for me.
Yeah.
One more time, I want to wish a happy birthday to Arnold Williams.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Arnold.
And to our qualifier, Sarah Sweets.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Enjoy your day, you two. You can enjoy your day at Misty's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Misty's will be back open tomorrow.
Or probably any other day this week.
Yeah. Join our friends over at Misty's Thursday through Tuesday for the time being, and we'll let you know when they're back on Wednesdays. Enjoy yourself, everybody. Stick around for Melissa's News, and a little bit later, we're going to have the Quality Plus Printing Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday all coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Portage County man sentenced to 7 years in prison for intent to deliver methamphetamine. Stephen Betro, age 64, of Albin, pleaded guilty to the charge on April 18th. Portage County Circuit Court Judge Michael Zell sentenced Betro to 7 years in prison, followed by 5 years of extended supervision. Betro has two other court dates pending, one more sentencing this month, with 10 other co-defendants in Russ County for conspiracy to commit possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine. The other is for an incident in July of this year. Betro is accused of possession with intent to deliver over 100 grams of meth. He has entered a plea of not guilty to this charge. The pretrial hearing will take place in November. Over 1,500 graduating high school seniors in our area will automatically be accepted into Mid-State Technical College in 2024. The Direct Admission Initiative began in 2021 with Adams Friendship High School. With the success of the program, Mid-State is expanding it to 21 high schools in the district. Some schools will have their entire senior class directly admitted. Others will offer their students a choice to opt into being directly admitted. This seamless access to higher education opportunities will help meet the demands of the national workforce and provide a stronger personal economic future for students. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune into the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 61, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 47, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 56, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back, everybody, to Halloweenish episode.
All our episodes are Halloweenish, even in November, July.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Something wrong with them. Something a little off.
Yeah. That's kind of our thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of our. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're joined right now by our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We're coming up with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. It's scary every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's scary.
Anytime you got to work with me, it seems to be a little bit dicey, a little scary.
Keep people on the edge. You know?
Yeah, that's my whole thing, is keeping people on the edge. Phil, how are things going over at the shop?
Yeah, doing really well, James. Thanks. Yeah, staying busy. Life's good.
Right on. Very Excellent. Good to hear. Phil, I'm curious, this time of year, Halloween, do you guys get any unique printing thoughts or things brought to you?
Yeah, I mean, we'll get some different, a lot of local, especially local businesses have trick-or-treating or some kind of games they're playing with the children of their customers, mm-hmm, like that. So we do a lot of printing for that, posters, even some raffle things for Halloween and different events. So yeah, it brings in, I mean, it's not the biggest holiday for a printer to print for, but that being said, we've gotten some local financial institutions are doing trick-or-treating, some local businesses on their own are doing some contests and things like that, so we've done some printing for that.
Very cool. Phil, we've made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
All right. So this one's got two meanings, so stick with me, okay?
Ooh.
So the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is defenestration. So the first meaning is the act of dismissing someone from the power or authority. You know, you voted somebody out or kicked out or whatever throughout history, right? Mm-hmm. But the second meaning, which really caught my eye, and I wanted to use this word because of it, is the action of throwing somebody out a window.
Yes. That is the literal meaning of the word, yeah.
This happened so much in time. People were being thrown out of windows so much, we had to come up with a word for it.
We did.
Yeah, I thought it's one of those, there's a word for that, really? Yeah. So, you know, every Western movie
in the history of Westerns, man, I don't understand why in the Old West there weren't more window salesmen. Like, I'd have been selling windows to bars, like, all the time.
Crashing through.
Yeah, I'd make a killing doing that.
Yeah.
How'd you come across that one, Phil?
They just don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't. If I was working back then, I'd have just used like plastic wrap.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, cellophane or something.
I'm fine without
it. How'd you come across that one, Phil?
You know, I looked up like wacky words, and this one came up. You know,
it's just nice.
Words with weird meanings or whatever.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that one. I said, well, that is so specific. That it's not something you're going to use every day, mind you. Hopefully not.
Well, that's the other.
It's been around since 1618.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. It also seems like one of those words that nobody's actually ever used. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. like right. we have a term for it, but hey, if you keep this up, partner, I'm a defenestrate you. I'm a defenestrate
you.
I defenestrate you. I'll do it. And like, what? And the guy's looking up like, well, Funkin' Wagnalls. Like,
wait a minute, what is this?
What is that word? What are you insulting me with? What? We have a lot of words like that.
And then he's surprised when he gets thrown out a window.
No.
I think you probably just throw him up the window first and then explain it to him after.
Yeah, that's probably a good
You've
way
been defenestrated.
Otherwise,
I want to hear that trash talk on the football field. Yes, that would be awesome.
I like the idea of Melissa just standing over somebody and yelling that. I don't know why, but I love that image.
Football players, somebody bring me a window. I'm going to defenestrate this guy.
Ooh, it's on now. Good word, Phil. Good word.
Excellent.
Phil, we always like to recommend people to stop by with all their printing needs. Of course, we want to encourage people as well to give you guys curveballs here and there.
Yeah. No, we'll take them on. Mm-hmm. And we're in the middle of getting together our second, I guess it'll be annual now, right? Mm-hmm. Season of giving coloring books that we're going to be giving out.
Cool.
As well. And we did those last year for the first time. And so if anybody's listening and want to help sponsor that, we get them out to a lot of local nonprofits, hospitals, therapy places. And we're even going to try to hand them out during the Christmas parades this year to local children. And again, the proceeds from it, because we work harder in getting this to get fully sponsored, and then more some go to the United Way here. Mm-hmm. Area.
Wonderful.
Last year we raised over $4,000 with this coloring book for the United Ooh. Way.
Wow.
So we're looking for sponsors now that want to be a part of it, and we're going to start. Trace has already started designing it, and we'll get them out probably mid-November and start getting them out throughout the community.
Phil, that's awesome. If business is out there and they do want to be a part of this, how can they reach you?
Yeah, give us a call at our telephone number or, you know, email me. But the telephone is 423-7440 or phil@qpprinting.com. phil@qpprinting.com. And give us a holler because it's a neat project that we mm-hmm. came up with. You know, Tracy and I were thinking last year, what can we do to give back, you know? And so Tracy had this idea in her head of doing a coloring book for many years. And so we put one together last year, kind of in a hurry, but we got her done.
Mm-hmm. It was fantastically done. Tracy, the whole team did a great job on that. We're looking forward to seeing this year's and making sure that you guys got plenty of sponsors for it.
Yeah, thanks, James. It's a neat project, and I'm really proud to put it together and of all the companies that came in last year at the last minute to help us. And so this year we're probably putting a little bit more thought onto it.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool to see what you pulled off last year. It'll be even cooler to see what you guys are able to do this year. Always appreciate the time, Phil. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Say hi to everybody over there for us, Phil. Have a good one. Join in and be listening next Wednesday. Phil Hartley will be joining us again with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for next week. Unless, of course, Phil is defenestrated during that time or something. And then we'll have to move on. We'll have to find somebody else. But, that's
Wonder Grand. Don't defenestrate people.
Yes. Yeah. Let's try to keep that to a minimum, okay, everybody? Unless you're a window salesman. Then you're kind of encouraging.
Hey, go for it.
Really
encouraging it.
We will take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the percentages of people that have a family recipe that they have passed down.
Ooh.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. All I want to do is talk basketball. That's all I want to talk about. We're not going to talk basketball.
Thank you,
we're
Curtis Blow. Yeah.
Thank you, Curtis Blow. Yeah. we're going to dribble over to the kitchen and talk a little bit about recipes, actually.
I don't know that we want to dribble in the kitchen.
No, probably not. Not.
Unless you're a baby.
Yes.
Then you can dribble wherever.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay then. Got a secret family recipe, or do you just go with whatever's on the back of a Campbell soup can? a new poll found 71% of Americans have at least one family recipe that was passed down to them. And we tend to think that those recipes are really, really good. Two-thirds of us think that they have at least one that's worthy of a best-selling cookbook.
Wow.
And here are a few more quick stats on family recipes. And please feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. 54% of people with family recipes got one from their parents, 40% from grandparents, and 24% from great-grandparents.
Very cool.
Nice.
A lot of those recipes are still just written down. 46% have a family recipe on a note card or paper. 40% have one written in a recipe book. And 25% know at least one by heart. And 13% have a digital copy of one.
Wow.
You might expect baby boomers to have the most family recipes on hand, but you're wrong. It's actually Gen X. 77% of us are
Generation. Actually got a mention.
Yes, we finally get a mention here.
Jeez.
Those of us, we never get talked about. No, our generation finally. Gen X, everybody. 77% of our fellow Gen Xers have at least one.
Wow.
Then it's boomers at 76%, so just a percent
it's
down.
It's close, yeah.
Millennials at 68%, and Gen Z at 53%. So everybody in this age range, at least 50%.
At least half, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's really good.
And do you have any original recipes you plan to pass down? Or over a quarter of us do, 27% plan to pass down at least one recipe of their own. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So the digital cookbook has become a very big thing. But I looked into this recently, and it was because my mom and Bria were sharing recipes, and Bria asked if my mom had any, and my mom brought her one of our classic cookbook and let her borrow it. And it was like giving her a Torah or a Bible, like the way Bria was about this and everything and treating it and stuff. And she photocopied a bunch of things and wrote some other stuff down and gave it back to her. And it was really a sweet moment for those two. But it got me thinking about how, God, in 10 years, are we still going to be doing this? In 20 years, are we still going to be doing this? Yeah, apparently, yeah. Like, this isn't going away. This is one of those things we're hanging on to. And I love that. I know that I will say that some of the recipes that my mom had in her book that were written in hand, pencil or pen, we've kind of like since gotten at least a hard copy of it. So in case something happened to that, we have at least a digital have a digital copy of it so that the memory remains, you know. It's a big part of these things. It's not always about if you're ever even going to use this book. It's having the book and handing it down and such. That seems cool to me.
That is very cool. I'm totally with you on that one.
My mom made all of us a cookbook that has all of her favorite recipes in it, all of our recipes, some of my grandma's recipes, but then she also included pictures of us as kids and us with her.
It's like a scrapbook,
pictures
too.
Of like
yeah.
my grandma. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It's like a cookbook scrapbook. It's one of the most, I use it often. You mm-hmm. know, I pull it out and reference it often. It's got a lot of our favorite recipes in it. So it's just so nice. A really neat thing to have.
Thank you for sharing that, Melissa. Yeah. You seem like such a remarkable human being. Like every time you mention her, I'm like, oh God, this seems so
it's
cool.
lovely. Yeah.
Such a cool idea. What a great idea. Yeah. Like,
and it is something so cool to have, you know, with all of, and she included little like stories in there too of, oh, this is Josh's favorite recipe when he was a baby or, you know, or a toddler or whatever. And yeah.
It sounds just as much a book as a cookbook.
Exactly.
That's a really cool idea. I've never heard of anything like that. That's really cool.
That's amazing. Mm.
I think it's one of those fun things to hand down to. Like, I'm not one of those people with my brother and sister and I, my parents, 1,000 years from now when they pass away. I want this, I want that, or whatever. But that's one of those things that I would love to be able to, like, mm-hmm. if my brother and sister don't want it, I'll take it. I'd love to have the cookbook.
Right.
I'd love to be able to pass that down. It's so cool to me that even with Gen Z, 53% still doing this. Like, that's a pretty cool number right there to see.
It's a great way to...
Well, everybody cooks, or at least most of us do.
Exactly. Or should learn
All of us eat. Yeah,
there you go.
Now, here's a tougher one.
Okay.
Have you had a recipe that's been handed down that you don't really like?
No, actually, I don't think I've gotten one of those
I haven't had one of those, but I dated a girl who did. She came from a very English-heavy family, mm-hmm. and a lot of their food was English food. And
we know about English food.
Yeah. She did not. No. We tried to make one meal once out of that cookbook, and that was it.
When you have something in your cuisine called steak and kidney pie,
not my thing. No.
Blood pudding.
Yeah.
Need I say more?
Yeah. Now, bread pudding. Very good.
Is it?
Very different.
Much different, though, yes.
Much different.
I've never had bread pudding. I might try that.
You'd probably like it.
Since I'm a terrible baker, my mom has got a lot of great baking things that she could pass on, including a standard Scandinavian one for around Christmas time called Lusjebröd, where you take the dough and you wrap it around like a juice glass, and then you bake it like that. It's kind of like a little tower thing. It almost looks like a volcano kind of thing. Oh, it's delicious. Cool. It's got cardamom in it and any. Oh, that's good stuff, man.
Sounds very interesting.
It's a Christmas tradition. I was going to say the other family recipe I have is not our family's recipe, but we are passing it on. I think I mentioned before enchiladas that my family likes to make. My mom actually got that from someone she worked with many, many years ago. It was her family. She was from Mexico. Her family's authentic enchilada recipe. Mm. Now, my mom had to promise never to write it down.
Oh, wow.
She
wow.
had to memorize it in order to keep going. And she has, and she's now passed it on. We've never written it down, but we now my sister and I, we all know what it is, so we can keep doing it.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Well, and you have a child who likes to cook in your house, Seth, so you'll have somebody to pass it down to.
That's true, and they've helped us because the way you build it is like an assembly line, because there's no small recipe for making enchiladas. You got to make a whole bunch at once.
I didn't know that.
So you get a whole bunch of people together. Oh yes, they do. Good stuff.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds really cool. I love the idea of that. My Nana kind of did that without really telling us to. So the recipes are so coveted in the old country, in Italy. Mm-hmm. And most families, especially poorer families, would hold their recipes because sometimes they would be stolen and turned into for profit in this. So they would not write these things down. It was all handed down. My Nana, it was handed down to her in the Italian language. Mm-hmm. So when she was trying to teach us, my brother and my sister and I, the recipe, it was all in old school Italian. It was like broken Italian. So the recipe that my sister, my brother, and I have of my Nana's sauce, particularly her marinara, it's all different. Like each one of us make it differently.
Oh, that's so cool, though.
And it does. Be honest, it sucked at first because when we first lost her, this is one of the ways you keep people around is their recipes and their food. And we couldn't get it right. We couldn't get it the way she made it. As we've gotten older and stuff, I think it's become more. That's actually become part of it, and just brought the romanticism of her over the way that she made this food, on another level and everything.
I think that's so cool, though. I love the idea of putting your own variety on it, like its own spin. That it's all from the same place, but it's different to each person. That's, I think that's cool.
My sister is a good cook, and I'm not bad. But my brother is the one in the family. Like he's very
he's the one. Yeah,
yeah, he's very good at this stuff, and I think he probably makes it. Other than my mom, makes it the closest. To my nanas. My mom stopped trying. She just makes her own.
Go for it, yeah.
Well, I've heard of family recipes being passed down where if you don't use the same type of ingredients, like the same brand of ingredients, particularly like molasses, the recipe won't turn out the way that, you know, the person before you made it.
That's fascinating.
Because you're not using the right ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It's very, very, very interesting. It's just kind of cool, too, how we've been doing this so long. For almost since the beginning of human existence, we've been handing down recipes, and we're still doing it. That's pretty darn cool. We will take a break right here, but while we are on our break, we encourage you to head on over to wiscountry.com/chicken and get in on the voting.
Vote for the chicken name.
Vote on that chicken name. You got until October 26th to do it.
Put them in their pecking order.
Yep. We're waiting. Go ahead. Go get on over there. Go and type it in your search bar. We'll wait for you.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, everybody. Get on over there right now. Wiscountry.com/chicken. Get in on the voting. And again, on October 26th, it'll wrap up on Halloween. That morning, we'll be announcing the name.
The name will finally be.